Tracy Lawrence. Time marches on CJWE, Southern Alberta's Best Country. My name is Sarah Scott. It is 3:21 in studio. Here with me right now, I have a very special guest. I have Zach from Men Tell. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. It is Mental Health Awareness Month for men. So Men's Mental Health Month, a bit of a tongue twister, but something that definitely needs to be discussed. Now, before we jump into the questions I have here about mental health for men specifically, tell us a bit more about Men Tell and how you got it started and how it has helped you.
Absolutely. You know, we started it 3 years ago, a group of men from all walks of life, so entrepreneurs, veterans, first responders, we came together. I spoke with one of my good friends, Sean Taylor, and said, you know, I'm a little nervous to do this. What if I fail? He says, so what? Pick yourself up. I'm here. We're all here. We got you. And, you know, a little bit of encouragement helps get things going. We realized that, you know, men are struggling with depression, anxiety, isolation. And I think, you know, when we look at the stats of CMHA, Canadian Mental Health Association, they say 4,000 people die by suicide every year in Canada. 75% of them, so 3 out of 4 are men. 11 men die by suicide every day in Canada. I mean, that's like a hockey team, you know? So how do we break that stigma and shatter the silence? Well, it starts with speaking. It starts with conversation. And, you know, it's sad that this is happening. And you just can't sit by. Because I think if you are doing better in life, you got to pass the baton on to your fellow man and give them the help. Because someone was there for you. And, you know, I struggle with my own mental health issues, grief. You know, we have anxiety and then alcoholism. You know, this year we'll be 6 years sober.
Which is amazing. Congratulations on that. It's so important. And, you know, a lot of stuff when it comes to men is focused on physical health, but not so much mental health. So what are some of the common mental health issues that are affecting men?
Sure. I mean, obviously, one of them is depression. Anxiety. I think the biggest one is silence. That's the biggest killer. You know, we're taught in society as men is to, that's all good. Just hold it in. Don't be a baby. Just man up or don't cry. Stay strong. But I think if you express what you're feeling, you know, A, you're better as a husband, a brother, father, a colleague for someone else. And we as a community can work together better if men get the help they need, the professional help they need.
Yeah, for sure. And like you mentioned, a lot of men are told, you know, boys don't cry, suck it up, you know, be more manly. But what are some of the myths about men's health that need to be challenged?
So in regards to that, what exactly were you thinking?
In the sense of, you know, what they're being told and how to man up and all that kind of stuff, what can we do to kind of break the myths around men's mental health in a sense?
I think guys need to stand up and be the flare, shoot that thing in the sky. In the darkness and let another guy know it's okay. So, you know, guys on Mental right now for this month, you know, we encourage every day to talk about mental health, but during this month, we really amplify the conversation. And what we get men to do is, hey, record a video or a picture if you don't like to be on video or something and say, this is what I enjoy doing for my mental health. So a bite-sized piece of content. And that way that other man that's scrolling past us can see it. Then what we encourage the other man to do is share that as well and do something, stand up. Because if you don't, you know, I think we're just going to stay in this darkness that won't break. It's a chain that needs to be broken.
For sure. And from your experience and just from like society's view, why do you think society does focus so much on men's physical health more than mental health? And how did that become such a thing? Why is men's mental health so dismissed?
Absolutely. Well, I think one of the things is when we look at a Band-Aid. Right? Or a broken arm. There's a cast. And you're like, oh, are you okay? But from a mind perspective, we don't care. We don't think it's a big deal. But if this is not right, your operating system's not right up there, you know, nothing is right. You know, your heart, your movement and how you move in life. So I think if we can look at our minds and like unveil what's going on with professional help and as mental.ca's be the bridge for someone, I think that's the best thing is being that signal.
For sure. So, I mean, we kind of discussed this, but as a whole, why do you think Men's Mental Health Month is so important?
For sure. I think it's for the guys that aren't speaking and for the people that are not here today because they couldn't speak. You know, the ones that lost their lives, you know, the families that are in distraught, for the people that are struggling out there, you know, you're not alone. There is help out there because, I don't know, I would say I lived through it. There's moments I felt dark and I felt like there was no hope, but people were there for me. And they were there for me when I wasn't there for myself. And I think that's the most important thing, is to know that if you're in a dark place, there is hope. There's the sunshine after the rainbow or the rain. And, you know, there is light out there when you're in the darkness. Just keep searching, you know, find your circle of trust. It's out there.
So speaking of that, what resources do men have to get mental health care if they are too shy to maybe talk about it?
Absolutely. So there's places like the Canadian Mental Health Association, which they have an incredible toolkit this year that I saw. The other thing is the Men's Health Foundation. They have incredible resources that people can go on and just start studying, start unveiling things, because we have this mask on and we just got to unveil the mask and just put it down. You know, it's just, it frees you. Your shoulders are down. You feel good. There's so many resources out there. I mean, there's incredible therapists all across Canada, coast to coast, that they can go to. They just got to make that first step. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's no shame in asking for help. And I think a lot of us struggle with that. Well, I'm good. No, I don't need therapy. I don't need to put the bottle down. But the minute you do, you'll realize, wow, miracles are happening. There's hope.
There is hope. And the good thing about today is that there are phone lines, there are text lines, absolutely, there are chats. You don't have to go to someone in person if you are feeling a little bit self-conscious about it in a way. So there are so many resources. Mm-hmm. Now, Zach, last question here, and it's kind of a deep one. If you could say anything to men out there, what would you say to them?
Well, first, if you are in some serious crisis, call 988. You're not alone there. They're incredible out there across Canada. The other thing I would say is be the flare, you know, lead by example. If you are struggling, speak up and encourage someone else to do that, because I've been there and so many guys on Mental have, and you're not alone. You might think you are, you might think you're unique, your case is unique and no one gets what you're going through. I get it, because I've been there. But reach out, talk to someone in your circle, find a stranger if that's what will help, and just start the conversation, break the silence, and like, let's start moving this needle forward. We got to do it one day at a time, one step at a time. You know, every day is a day to talk about mental health, but start now, start today.
For sure. Lead by example. I really, really like that.
Absolutely.
And men, my message to you is, women like when you are being vulnerable, when you are speaking to us, when you are communicating with us. So if you are going through something, please talk to us. You know, we are there to help. And it's not just women, it's your fellow men, you know, and it's everyone in this room here too. We're open to that as well. Now, Zach, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. Is there anything else you want to mention?
For sure. You know, join us this month. You can visit us at mensmentalhealthmonth.ca. And join the conversation. You know, we encourage it in person, of course, just talk to people, open up. But we highly encourage people to go on social media, because that also helps spread the word. You know, we all have our phones with us in today's time. Let's reach those guys. Let's keep pushing the needle forward.
Perfect. Now, where can everybody find out more about you?
Well, you can find out more about me at CanadianPodcast.ca, or follow me at YYCZAK, and that's ZAK. And yeah, I mean, I love old towns. I love ghost towns. I love grain elevators. So you can see a bunch of that. It's my peace. It's my calm. I love those kind of things, historic things. So have fun, and let's keep pushing the needle forward.
Amazing. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.